أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا بلغ الأطفال منكم الحلم فليستأذنوا كما استأذن الذين من قبلهم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته والله عليم حكيم.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid down certain etiquettes for those children who have not yet reached the age of puberty, and for the slaves who frequently visit the home, or who may be living within the home, and who are frequently entering into your normal areas and spaces of privacy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set certain guidelines for them, and those rulings were pertaining primarily to those children, those youngsters who have not yet reached the age of puberty. What about those who have reached the age of puberty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the ruling with regards to them in ayah number 59 of Surah An-Nur. Allah says, وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمَ. Allah says, and when the children, بَلَغَ means to reach, when the children from amongst you, when they have reached al-hulum, al-hulum means the age of puberty, they have become valid and they have reached the age of puberty, فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا, then they must always seek permission. They must always seek permission before entering into your area and your space of privacy. Those whom Allah spoke of yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they do not have to always seek permission, but there are three times which have been referred to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your times of privacy. During those times, they should seek permission. However, these who have reached the age of puberty and who have become of age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا, they should always seek permission. كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, just as those before them sought permission. Allah spoke of the rulings of the others, where the visitor, when the visitor comes, the normal visitor comes, then generally that visitor must always seek permission. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this ruling applies to these children as well who have reached the age of puberty. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this is how Allah azza wa jalla explains to us and clarifies to us His verses. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowledgeable and the most wise. Now, previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the importance of hijab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the importance of the women folk putting on the hijab and covering their inner garments whenever they leave the home, and they should never ever display their adornment and their beauty to others whom they are not allowed to display their beauty for. There were some exceptions as to those women who are allowed to display their beauty outside of the home, as they are allowed to display their beauty within the home, and those are the girls who have not yet reached the age of puberty, of course, and also the slave girls. They are allowed to display the inner garment, and they are allowed to leave the home without putting on an outer garment and without donning the hijab. Then there is a third exemption. Allah says, وَالْقَوَاعِدْ مِنَ النِّسَىٰ. Those women who have reached extreme old age, they are very old women, they are referred to as الْقَوَاعِدْ مِنَ النِّسَىٰ. Allah says about those very old women, أَلَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحِ. Those women who do not hope, who do not have any hope of getting married. They are so old, there's absolutely no hope. And they themselves do not even have hope of getting married now because of their old age. Meaning, such women whom no one would desire, and such women whom no one would be inclined to, and such women whom no one would adore or would not admire. Those women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. There is no sin upon them if they remove the extra outer garments. If they remove the extra outer garments, then there is no blame upon them when they are leaving the home. غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ. Provided that they are not displaying their adornment. So if she's wearing a modest garment, a garment that is not meant to enhance her beauty, not meant to make her look younger, and there's no application of makeup and so on and so forth. In her normal inner garment, she leaves the home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because she is very old and there's no hope of her getting married, it is fine. It is fine for her to leave the home that way, meaning she's allowed to show her non-mahram, the garments that she's wearing, the same garments that her mahram can see her wearing within the home, the modest, simple garment that she's allowed to wear in the home and the mahram is allowed to see outside of the home, the non-mahram is allowed to see that as she has reached old age. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ. There is absolutely no harm upon them, and there is no sin upon them, أَنْ يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ, to take out the extra garments that they use to cover themselves upward. But Allah puts a condition, says, غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ. But they should not go out displaying their adornment and their beauty. If they wish to wear garments that are enhancing their beauty, even though they are very old, but perhaps she's going for a certain function, or maybe she's going to attend a certain event, and because of that, she has dressed herself up, and she has enhanced her beauty, and it has made her look younger, then the rule will apply to her that apply to other women, and that is, she must put on an outer garment as well. Allah says, but under all circumstances, even though she is very old, it's better for her to abstain from this. Meaning it's better for her. It is better for her, especially if throughout her life she always wore an outer garment and she always preserved her inner garments, that her inner garments should not be seen by others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَيَّسْتَعْفِفْنَا, for her to avoid this as well. Meaning avoid taking out her outer garments, it's still better for them. It is still the best for them, even though they are allowed to remove the extra outer garments. Wallahu sami'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, and alimun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable. May Allah grant us any strength.